Okay, like Marcus said, I'm running the City of El Paso Department of Health, which is newly created January 1st, 2008, partly from the remains of an old city-county health and environmental services district that became dysfunctional after 75 years and was dissolved. So it's kind of an interesting opportunity for me. I've been in three local health departments in three different states over the last 2 years, and I've seen snapshots of people at different levels of technology and different levels of involvement in health information exchange. So I'm hoping I've gained something from that experience of moving around the country that's going to help me kind of slingshot us forward in El Paso with adopting health information exchange. This is just a slide that shows the services provided by my health department. It's a pretty wide-ranging thing, from animal services to the more traditional public health services that you provide in other states. You know, the food program's pretty typical, but trying to get a system that will help you to store and retrieve information that covers all of these diverse functions is a huge challenge. And right now we're very paper-based. We have staff running around with Access databases and Excel spreadsheets that they think are really cool and that they're great technology innovators for being at that point. We got some of the other, you know, the CDC provided wonderful data systems from the past that the STD and HIV data is stored in. We have no common system within the health department. We've got all these little systems. We've got Animal Services has a shelter management system. The food program uses the city's code compliance system. And then we've got all these little access databases and spreadsheets for the other services. And adding to the frustration for HIE is that in El Paso, which is a region that covers two countries, three states, four counties, 3 million people, there really are no connections that I can perceive amongst all these health players. So my next steps is, first, internally, I'm going out to bid for a comprehensive public health management system. I think there are such things out there. I'm going to see what comes in from the RFP. I'm also simultaneously talking with the county hospital district, which is bringing up an electronic medical record. And we're in the early stages of talking about the fact that, yeah, it might be a good idea if whatever system I get and whatever system they get could talk to each other. So that's the kernel of health information exchange that I'm trying to build. And I'm also forming a regional health strategic planning group covering Chihuahua, Ciudad Juarez, El Paso, New Mexico Department of Health, and three or four other counties in Texas around us to bring players together. So I'm trying to approach this from three levels at the same time: getting my internal systems up, initial systems, talks with the other governmental agency in town, and trying to get all the players in healthcare in the same room so they can start talking to each other. And the challenge is, of course, that we have three different major hospital systems running hospitals in El Paso County, along with the county hospital district. And some of the for-profit folks are not overly enthused about sharing their information. They don't really understand why they would want to share our information. They don't necessarily think we have anything of value. We've got nonprofits who would be more willing to share information, but they've got less money to do technology than we've got, so they're really struggling. We've got several FQHCs and some other religious-based and other nonprofit clinics, and they're lucky if they have a computer, let alone thinking about health information exchange. Excuse me. And then, of course, our own government agency budget is tight. I mean, El Paso is better off financially than most parts of the country right now because the federal government is pumping bazillions of dollars into Fort Bliss right now, so we're actually growing. But our city council decided that they would do a wonderful thing for the people and reduce the tax rate. So in a booming economy, we got a flatline budget because they reduced the tax rate so they could look cool to the voters. Now, opportunities that we have is, like I said, we're forming this health strategic planning group, and it's not formed around HIE. I haven't even mentioned such a thing to them, but it's one of my nefarious schemes that once I've got them all talking together, working on a strategy, that it'll become obvious that health information exchange should be a part of that strategy. And we do have a city government that's committed to technology. They pumped $1 million into technology this spring when the agency was formed, aside from recycling a lot of the stuff that was in the old city, county health and environment district. So, you know, the city manager is willing to spend money on the technology part if we can bring together the software and the will to make make HIE. Sorry about that. Changing climates, my voice isn't doing too well. And then the biggest needs we have to succeed in this is, like many local health departments, I don't have any informaticians on staff. And I've trained myself not to call them infomorticians like other people do. Although it might be a more accurate term. Whoops. Can you back that? One more. Keep my hand away from that. Needs, there we go. And again, public health informatics training is just not widely available. There are two schools of public health in my city, and I've not seen any wealth of public health informatics training at either of them. And it's things have been out there online, and I don't really see that they're being taken up very well or doing a great job for locals. And we need to get a strong commitment from some of the other stakeholders. Like I mentioned that I'm trying to bring all these people together, but at this point they don't know that I'm trying to do health information exchange. So I've got to get at least somebody in this group who's committed to the need for health information exchange in our area. Because if it's just the city health department saying we need it, it's never going to get done. You've got to have buy-in from other people. And that basically is the status of adopting HIE in El Paso today. And I think as you go along, you'll see that the three of us are at various points on the continuum of nothing to perfect HIE adoption. And since I'm in a new health department, new place where this has never been tried, I just try to present a little bit of, you know, the early steps and some of the strategies that I'm trying to put forward. And then hopefully in the question and answer part, I'm going to learn from some of you how to get past these early steps and succeed in bringing health information exchange to El Paso.